working tirelessly in the increasingly complex and dangerous environments. Thank you, High Commissioner, for particularly your powerful opening statement. Chairperson, as the world faces an ever-growing crisis of forced displacement from Afghanistan to Syria, Venezuela, Ireland's approach is driven by a profound concern for protecting citizens, improving humanitarian conditions, and respecting international humanitarian law. The challenges facing the UNHCR and the international community are as clear and pressing as they have ever been. Refugees and other persons of concern to the UNHCR are among those most vulnerable to the deeply unequal effects of the pandemic, and this has been compounded as an already dire global humanitarian situation. To help meet these challenges, Ireland has increased our support for the UNHCR, including our core funding. We've provided over $23 million to date in 2021. We also wish to acknowledge the extraordinary generosity of those countries hosting large numbers of refugees and to recognise that many of those countries face their own serious development challenges. The Global Refugee Forum in 2019 galvanised efforts to foster new approaches and bring together a wide range of stakeholders to address the needs of refugees. Ireland looks forward to the high-level officials meeting in December. We hope that it will not just measure our collective progress, but also provide a reinvigoration of the process and new opportunities to learn together. So, Chair, Ireland was proud to take its seat as the elected member of the UN Security Council this year. We've just concluded our presidency of the Council for the month of September, which helped to highlight key drivers of displacement, including the increasingly important linkages between climate change and security. On the Council, we will continue to take a consistent and principled stand, built upon the core principles of building peace, strengthening prevention, and ensuring accountability. The global crisis of displacement was daunting, even before the developments in Afghanistan. Your visit in recent weeks, High Commissioner, has highlighted the complexity of the challenges now facing the people of Afghanistan and the wider region. 40 years of war, recurrent natural disasters, chronic poverty, drought, and the COVID-19 pandemic have brought appalling suffering and hardship. The latest reports from aid agencies on the ground indicate there are now 5.5 million people internally displaced and an additional 15 million Afghans at risk. It always is the most vulnerable, particularly women and girls, who bear the brunt. The high-level meeting on Afghanistan in September underscored the need for urgent and immediate action. It is vital that the United Nations and its agencies maintain their presence in Afghanistan throughout this period. It is critical that we, as an international community, continue to engage with Afghanistan and its people to meet their humanitarian needs and avoid further crisis and displacement. Because the UNHCR has remained and is working to increase its presence on the ground, it's well placed to implement the pledges from September's high-level conference with the speed that the situation requires. For our part, and since the beginning of this most recent crisis in Afghanistan, Ireland has acted swiftly to demonstrate our support and solidarity with the Afghan people. Ireland is now introducing a special Afghan admission programme with 500 places for current or former Afghan nationals living in Ireland to apply to bring their close family members to live with them. We will also prioritise those who are especially vulnerable, such as the elderly, children, single women and girls and people with disabilities, people whose previous employment exposes them to greater risk. Last month, I announced that in addition to the $2 million already provided for Afghanistan in 2021, Ireland was allocating a further $1 million to the UNHCR to respond to the urgent humanitarian needs of displaced populations, both within Afghanistan and neighbouring countries. Chair, since the establishment, the UNHCR has become the global leader on issues of international protection, defending the norms and commitments enshrined in the 1951 Geneva Convention remains of paramount importance. The UNHCR's principal voice continues to be a guiding light, not least throughout this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. So let me conclude by once again expressing our appreciation to the staff of the UNHCR, the national and international. Humanitarian workers embody the best of our principles, and Ireland will remain a consistent promoter of your work. Thank you.